Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Previously on Feed the Beast.
I bet you didn't know this car could do that, huh, Eugene?
I did, actually.
It's okay. It's in the hands of the right driver, it works well.
A walking drone. About the size of a Great Dane.
Whoa.
Remember how Phil said he was going to hurt us this time round?
I do.
It begins.
That's the idea.
Make sure to pick up the arrow once you're done.
Virtue Water splashes over you as you run through the hologram ready to back up Wax. 10 times 3.
Oh!
30 hit points.
Holy
baby.
Shit.
Oh, full auto. That is beautiful.
10-minute EDA on a netwatch response from the city.
Get into the elevator. We're going up.
Hermetic seals power on around the doors of the elevator.
Use the sledgehammer, Ellen.
Use the sledgehammer, Ellen.
In an elevator?
Use the sledgehammer, Ellen. Cool.
And then you appear on the third floor. The doors come open. Very close to plant pathology, which is the very last lab on the east end of the building, and halfway down the corridor is genomics on the right.
And both of those have access.
Both of them have access to the Biotechnica research net.
The minute those doors open, he's out and straight in.
To
presumes
the
there's probably more defenses. He doesn't give a shit.
Presume there are more defenses?
I would always be percepting.
Give me a perception check.
20.
Just before Wax goes barreling for that door, you notice that that artwork outside the door is not artwork. It's a stun panel.
So that would presumably shoot something
zap
out.
You if you that, get as soon as you, as try, you try to go past it. Yeah.
He shakes off the cobwebs in his head just enough to view the painting, as it were, and just grabs Wax by the scruff of the jacket that he's wearing.
Yeah.
And just has enough to like point over. Stun. Bad.
Right. We'll disable it.
It will tentatively step over with haste.
DV-13 electronics, 1 minute to counter.
20.
You counter. You've got 4 minutes.
All right, that should be it, unless there's any other nasty shit.
Wax goes to the door and opens it.
Inside is a small high-tech lab. This is plant pathology, so it is basically cold storage for viruses, insect pests, things like that. Workbenches, fume hoods, and then computers at the far end.
I find an access point and I jack in.
Off Wax goes to jack in, and the rest of you have time to prepare a response.
Yeah, we got like 5 minutes until we got the bad people rock up, and we don't know how many there are, but let's say it's not good.
Here is the top floor. You are protecting Wax while he works in plant pathology at the east end of the building. The labs and lounge area all have windows that look out of the building should you want to use those to
defend
from.
Yeah. And the way up to the floor that we're on is the elevator, and there are two stairwells.
Yep, there's a stairwell right next to that elevator. And at the far end, the west end of the building, where the grand entrance is, there's another stairwell that leads up as well.
The first thing Spitfire's going to do is once he sees that Wax has jacked himself into the net, he's going to race to the middle of the corridor so he can peek out kind of a central-ish window to the south and see if he can basically see any danger coming and what it is.
So you put yourself in the lounge area and take up your watch there. What about...
I want to be staying closest to Wax because we've got view on both the elevator and the stairwell. And then is there a window over there? Like, I want to be able to peer through the window, see the stairwell and the elevator.
There's no window. There's no place that you can accomplish all of those things.
Yeah. In which case, which is like the closest window to me?
Which direction do you want to look in? North, south, west, east?
Probably south.
The closest is in the lounge where Spitfire is already taking up a defensive position. So the two of you could take up positions here.
Yeah, either side of the lounge.
Jane, Nard, can you guys just for now look in some other directions just so we don't get blindsided from somewhere else?
We'll go look at the labs on the north side of the building and just check they don't flank us from there, okay?
That'd be sweet. We'll call you over if we see trouble.
They decide to secure genomics, which is where the other net access point is, just in case.
Yeah.
So they don't see the stun panels, and Nod rushes ahead first, and he gets zapped immediately by a stun panel. Poor guy already suffered the damaged eye. He's now got damaged eye and damaged ear instead.
Jesus.
And Wei grabs him back, and she's like, I told you, you gotta be more careful. Gotta move slower. Jesus Christ. Look, I'll try and fix him up, but...
Just do it on the north side. If there's trouble, call me over.
Sure, get in here. Get in here. I've taught you better than this. Wax.
We're going to get this kid killed.
Password, DV8. And
that's my first thing?
Yeah, and this is lovely Biotechnica vines, green foliage all around.
I'm glad that there's a password because it means there's no black eyes.
Yes, it's not a black eyes. Yeah.
It's the little thing.
I activate my Telaria and I activate my Seer and then I hack the password.
Right. Let's smash this.
What was the DV?
8.
I beat that with a 10.
That's your first 3 seconds. Yep.
I pathfind.
Go for it.
With an 8.
8 was...
4, I believe.
4 floors. That's still pretty good. Skunk below you.
Pardon, no, it's only 2.
Okay, skunk below you on 2, and then you have a choice on 3. Left or right?
Left.
There's a hellhound there. What do you do next?
Wax is going to fire up his flak, and he will move down.
Here comes a skunk.
Here comes, hopefully, a dog.
Speed,
nope.
Attack
of 10. Beats me.
So you have a minus 2 to your slide.
Two slides, that's fine.
Spray.
I am going to use a sword.
Against the skunk? Yeah, yep. Go for it.
8 to hit. You can beat that.
Got 9 on defense.
Yeah, top of the initiative. It makes an attack at me.
No, it doesn't need to. You can't be affected by more than one skunk.
That's right.
So it just
sits there.
So this cartoon skunk walks on its hind legs and has a very happy, cheerful expression. And it sprays you when you first appear. And then it just wants to follow you around.
I hate it, but...
But it's done its thing.
But it's done its thing.
Yeah,
and I'm affected by it at this point. So I'm going to pathfind again. 10 in total using my Seer, and that means I get 4 levels.
So there's 2 level 3s. The left level 3 has a hellhound.
I'm going to look at the right level 3.
Password.
Fucking boing. Jesus. That's a waste. All right, fine. All right, I'll move down to the password door.
This is DB10.
I'm going to break that.
Do it.
Break it down.
I'm not, because I can't roll high enough, and then I'm going to try again. That'll do it.
Great. You're in the right branch, level 3.
That's the next round. The skunk has followed me.
Yeah, so we're, 9 seconds.
9 seconds in.
Yeah.
Pathfind. I've got to be fucking careful.
Yeah, I understand.
That's 11, so 4.
Below you is a control node, and on level 5 is a file, and that's the bottom of this branch.
Oh, thank God. That's very good. That's my first. I'm going to move down to grab that file.
You go down to the control node first.
Yep.
It's the fire suppression system.
Oh, okay. Cool. Great. I'll move past that.
Yep.
I will...
DV6 to ID.
I will beat that DV6. Thank God.
There it is. With the signature stamp of Daedalus's handiwork, the rest of wings.
Holy shit.
Oh, wait, my God.
There?
Holy fuck.
That's where it is. In this branch.
I've got it. Here it is. Combining this with the rest of the work the other version of me did is gonna take about 4 or 5 minutes.
Oh, that's handy.
He's got to compile it.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to defend himself to us.
And then after that, we've got to, presuming
in the rest of the server is the important data that you came here to steal.
Yeah, but I'll still need that version of Wings to get that.
That's the idea. Yeah, there's Rabbids in the other branch.
Yeah,
he can compile it offline.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. We're into 12 seconds now. In that 12 seconds, Wax will safely check out.
Sky's looking at you as you come out. Did you get it?
Not quite. We need 5 more minutes. Wax is going to yell out, "We're going to have to kill these motherfuckers. It's ride or die, babies. You want out or are we doing this?"
"We can't get out."
"I mean, we can. We can fucking leave right now."
"No, we have to get the things we came for."
As he says that, he's going to look. Can he see anything in the distance?
Perception check.
Fucking Christ. One.
You can see smog.
I mean, it looks foreboding, but
it does, yeah.
I assume they're on the way.
I got a 14.
Sky's like, "That's a pretty safe assumption. Those AVs move pretty quick. Once you spot them, they'll be here in a minute."
Wax leans up against a wall. It'll take some time.
And you watch that bar on your agent start to fill as the program compiles.
"Hey, Jane, how's Nod looking over there?"
"Yeah, he's okay.
"He good to go in about, oh, I don't know, 3 minutes?
"Yeah, it's just a little zap. He'll be fine.
"Okay, well, looks like we're doing this."
The first thing you hear is the whine of jet engines as a pair of AVs streak across the crimson California sunset, across the Great Valley, and resolve themselves into 2 Netwatch liveried aerial assault vehicles.
Jane, Nod, they're coming from this side.
We're coming. We'll take up a position at these windows." And they take up a position. The doors slide open on the AVs as they hover over the patch of dirt that used to be the rodeo, 30 meters to the south of the building. And we'll take initiative as the doors reveal 8 Netwatch commandos.
Spitfire gives you a nice 1 and a 1 for an 11.
That was very confusing. Thank you.
Haha. Confuse the enemy.
18 for Sprocket.
15 for Wax.
The Netwatch commandos are in 2 teams and they will act together. First act are the Netwatch Breach Squad. In tactical armor, they use their movement to come zipping down either side of the AV and land on the dirt, bring their bulletproof shields to bear, heavy SMGs, and use the rest of their actions to cross half of the garden. So they are at 15 meters in a cool little U shape, 2 at the front, 2 slightly back. Next up is Sprocket.
I want to use my frag grenade.
Fantastic. Go for it.
Nice.
Can I shoot out of the window?
Yeah.
Will it go through the glass, or do I need to like use the butt of the gun to
whatever's
like,
coolest.
I think using the butt of the gun to like, and then
I mean, you've had minutes to break through the windows, but it's cooler to do it now.
Yeah. That's a 20.
Yeah, so you hit, and that frag grenade, you can hit 2 out of 4 of them.
Yeah,
they're not stupid enough to all be within 1 grenade's range, mm-hmm. unfortunately. So, but the lead 2 form,
let's
a
say
little
1 and
phalanx.
2. Yep.
Yeah, 1 and 2.
Breach 1 and 2.
23 damage.
They just about managed to bring up their bulletproof shields in time, but they are instantly shredded by the shrapnel from your grenade. 13 damage left over. The shrapnel carries on through their shields, even makes it through the armor jack as well, ablating both of them and doing a minor amount of damage, but still giving them pause as they barely come through that explosion unscathed. Nod knocks a biotoxin arrow to his compound bow and fires at the lead breach team. So they're at 15 meters. Oh, yeah.
Including the elevation of the 2 floors?
It's not going to add that much. And anyway, it was an 18, which beats the next range band anyway.
So DV15, resist.
Resist. Nope, not enough.
Take 3d6 directly to the hit points. Nice.
3 fives make a 15.
I hope this is a Cinderella story for Nod.
Clutch performer. Well, only you can answer that.
I mean, he's taken some punishment today. Nothing permanent.
Hey.
Nothing permanent, but he's ready to redeem himself.
We are not there yet.
The arrow delivers its payload into the Netwatch Commando's bloodstream, and you see his veins spider up under his neck. The Netwatch support team next. They also zip down from the AV, and then the AVs peel away. Two of the support team bring assault rifles to bear. One of them throws a smoke grenade towards the breach team to cover their entrance. It lands where he expects and engulfs them in smoke. The other, you see, bring a rocket launcher to his shoulder, aim it at the third floor, and depress the trigger.
Oh, good game, everyone.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. It comes streaking towards the third floor. It hits two of you. Now, I'm going to say it's the two PCs, yeah. Sprocket and
Spitfire.
If either of you have high enough reflex, you may try to evade.
Now, can you please remind me how evade works?
You roll dex plus evasion if you have a reflex 8 or higher.
Can do. What's our target to evade?
20.
That's a no for me.
I got an 18, so.
It's too precise a shot. It hammers into the side of the building where you are. 29. Completely destroys the cover that you're both behind and leaves you exposed, but the remaining damage isn't enough to get through your armor jackets, neither of you.
So basically you just blow a huge hole.
Huge hole in the fucking floor.
And you have enough time to like bring
rocket.
Bring your and then bring your armor jack over you and let the
sprocket.
let the concrete bounce off your backs. An assault rifle is fired at each of you.
Man, I know we're all not having a good day.
Hit Sprocket.
But Nod is not having a good day.
15 damage.
That goes through, so 11.
So 4 damage and your armor goes down to 10.
The other one is shot at Spitfire.
Bring it.
Gotta be the 15 that hits you.
Oh my god.
A 5 and 4 ones. 9 damage.
Doesn't even break my armor.
Very, very close.
Man, the rocket wasn't enough, eh?
It was enough for me.
Wax.
I jack in.
As before, password.
First action, my Talaria. Second action, password. I beat it.
So you threw the password. There's a skunk below you. You still know that?
Right. Well, I'll go down. Let's see if it hits me.
24.
Okay, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so it hits me. I have a -2. At this point, I don't care about it.
You can de-res it to remove the effect.
Yeah, I'm going to need to. All right, my third action is I will attack this black ice with my sword.
Cartoon skunk looks at you with wide eyes. Please. No.
Defender wins.
Oh.
Jesus.
You just can't. It's too cute.
It's. Well, I'm hearing explosions outside. Is maybe also.
Yeah, you heard a fucking rock.
Yeah, that rocks the building while you're in.
It's
like,
not just those
this might
little,
be a bad idea.
Little beady eyes.
No, God, no. I want it dead.
Jane brings her assault rifle to bear from where she is still in cover and opens up with a suppressive fire at all four of the people in front.
So the breach team?
The breach team, yeah. So that's a 19 and they need to make willpower checks.
Was she affected by them being smoked, like in a cloud of fog?
She's not trying to hit them.
Yeah, she's just suppressive.
She's in a general vicinity.
Trying to stop people moving forward. Yeah.
When you use suppressive fire, everyone on foot within 25 meters out of cover in your line of sight must roll will concentration plus 1d10 versus 19. Their total roll is 8 to begin with. Fail.
Nice.
She, into the smoke, just fires, unleashing 10 overall. They're all failed and they must use their next move action to get into cover. Spitfire.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Nice.
So Spitfire realizes that the ones that are packing the fucking punch here are now the support team. And so the support team, they're 30 meters out, aren't they?
Yes.
I'm just curiously, what is my arrow range on 30 meters?
17.
Yeah, it's doable. So first of all, he's going to put himself into the next available room that is not, you know, blown to shreds.
Two windows are gone, so you have to move out one.
Yep, so he'll so go to the next one over, closer one, yeah. to Jane and Nod.
Couple of bits of cover left, but yep. not many, yep.
And inspired by Mr. Nod, he's going to nook one of his biotoxin arrows, and he's going to fire at Mr. Support Team Member. So at this point...
The one with the rocket launcher?
Yeah.
Support Which... Team Member 1 with the rocket launcher. Go.
17. Fuck Whoa. Me.
Defender wins.
Defender wins. It's a miss.
That's an expensive arrow. That is such an expensive arrow. God damn it.
I think we have bigger things to worry about.
Let's have another initiative, please.
26.
That's cool. The breach team got 28.
Fuck.
How?
Two tens.
14 first bit fire.
10.
The breach team rush up to the breach in the ground floor where you drove the luxury car through, making a break for it as quickly as they can. And that's all they can do this turn, just desperately trying to weave their way out of Jane's fire as they move forward. Next up is Sprocket.
So they're in the building.
They're underneath. You can't see them anymore.
Yeah. It's going to be a support team. I want to aim at support one, the rocket launcher guy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, while I got frag grenades, I'm going to use them.
Yes.
Yeah?
It's a good time to use them.
You're just burning a hole in my pocket, these frag grenades.
Yeah. Again, you can hit two of them with a frag grenade. Yeah.
We'll say
but
one
they
and
are
two.
30 meters away, so it's a little bit harder this time. 17.
I'm going to put 1 point of luck.
Yep.
18.
Whoa. Excellent. Roll your damage against them.
Just really don't want to get hit by a rocket launcher again. 22.
11 to each of them. They take a lot of damage on their armor as the shrapnel washes over them. Nod is picking up what you're putting down and decides that the rocket launcher man has to go.
Guts to go.
He gets a 14, which is not enough. They duck out the way of the explosion and it causes the arrow to go wide. The way switches into single fire and continues to fire at the rocket launcher threat. She crit fails.
Someone hit this man.
Did you take another cover, Sprocket?
No, I was going to say it, but I didn't.
You didn't say it, so it didn't happen. Spitfire.
I'm going to chuck a luck into this one and I'm gonna use another biotoxin arrow.
Yeah, how many you got left?
3. And I'm going to go for S1, Rocket Man. God, take that straight into your ass.
That's funny because it actually hits him
in the ass.
In the ass.
Oh, good.
Nope.
Okay, and that is
he
a
cannot three, pass it. Yes.
3d6.
Right in the butt. It's the worst place to get biotoxin. I speak from experience.
Pathetic 8.
Seriously wounded as the toxins flood through his system, but still fighting.
Suck
and
it.
And he spends his action putting another rocket in, and the grenade launcher person has a pop trying to get a grenade through the window, and she aims at where Jane and Nod are bunched up. That's 20, which at 30 meters is enough. A grenade lands in between them and explodes in a burst of fiery napalm, setting the two of them on fire.
Jesus Christ.
They both take 2 hit points now, and 2 more unless they put themselves out.
Okay.
And last is Wax.
I use my sword on the skunk.
I like how trivial your battle sounds compared to us.
It attacks me,
and it does nothing.
Are you already sprayed this
yeah,
time?
Yeah, I've been sprayed.
Oh, you already sprayed. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, good. I am going to sword 14 to
yeah.
hit.
Yeah, damage.
8.
That's most of its res.
I'm going to use my banhammer and attack.
8.
9.
Yay.
You'd be hard-pressed not to kill it with this.
4.
Kills it. Smash. It obliterates in tiny pixelated cubes. And you are no longer virtually stinky.
Fantastic. Right. I am going to move down to the next level.
Hellhound. 19.
Yeah, that'll do it.
4 brain damage. Your deck catches fire. Starts to overheat and burn into your leg.
Cool. Okay, so 4 brain damage.
You still have 1 action left?
I do. Well, I don't have a sword or a banhammer. I am going to try and slide.
Up or down?
Down. No, it sees me. I rolled an 8.
So it gets a 19. You can't get away from it. And then you go down and there's a killer there. Another robotic samurai.
It attacks me.
14.
Yep.
46 to a program.
Well.
16.
Well, there goes my flak. That's me.
Okay, that's the end of the initiative. Wax.
27.
Spitfire.
16.
Sprocket.
10.
Wax, you're up first.
But I don't think I rezzed my flak in the first instance anyway. I think that was from my previous run.
Oh, okay. What so did
that,
you have running?
That was a mistake. The thing that I lost was my Talaria.
Ooh.
Which fucking sucks. So they make their attacks at me.
Yep. So the first one is the Hellhound. 2.
Okay, good. I beat that.
It's a very simple program. It just lunges in a predictable pattern at you. Then the killer.
Yep. I don't have any programs, Rez.
It doesn't do anything. It just stalks you.
Okay, my turn.
Your turn.
I can only slide one. So what I'm going to do is I activate wings.
You press the buttons on your cyber deck and resplendent golden wings burst from your back. Twice the size and glory of the ones that defended you back in the hot zone. And you feel a swell of renewed confidence in this dangerous and stressful situation as they come to rest wrapping around you. What next?
I slide away from the killer, or an attempt to. I slide down.
Down, yep.
Using wings.
13.
19.
Hell
with the wings.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is eyeing you beadily. You wrap your wings around you and vanish from it. The Hellhound sniffs you out down to the next layer. Layer 5 has 3 ravens on it.
No.
You've beaten a floor of 3 ravens before.
I have. I don't want to again. Not with an extra Hellhound and not with my wings preciously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. First one is 9.
Defender wins.
Then a 10.
I win on 17.
And then...
beat 22. Yeah, defender wins.
Oh, nice.
So okay. you're starting to get into your groove. With wings active, these armored ravens with their lances, you suddenly see how predictable and easy their attacks are to avoid.
I have a question that I didn't ask you. What is the res of wings?
It has 30 res.
Are you sure about that?
It's for getting around in the old net.
Yeah, fair. Okay.
And it de-reses automatically after absorbing 3 attacks.
Okay, I feel a little better now.
Yeah,
there you go.
I've activated my wings and then I've slid against the killer. So that means I'm going to use my sword against the Hellhound.
6.
No, I miss completely.
Cool. Absolutely. Is that all 3 actions?
That's all 3 actions.
Alrighty then.
Okay.
The breach team move in the building below you.
Somewhere.
You can't see them. Next is Spitfire.
Spitfire, I'm assuming... very much hears the grenade go off to his left.
Yeah.
Followed by the screams
of... yeah, and oh, God, fuck,
of
yeah.
his girlfriend. Fuck, Jane, are you all right?
Yeah, yeah, it's just a little toasty. I gotta get it out.
Goddamn son of a bitch, shithead, piece of fuck, take this! And he'll go for another biotoxin straight for the same guy, and he's gonna chuck a luck in again.
Rocket Man.
Burning out here alone. Yeah. Yeah.
Hit. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. 3d6 versus HP.
Oh, you got to do your 15 first.
Oh, yeah.
Should have just gone.
No.
Yeah. 13, motherfucker.
Oh, that's nice.
He tries to bring his rocket launcher to bear, and he starts twitching and frothing. We'll see whether he can cling on to life when his round comes up.
Take that, you piece of shit!
And he's like convulsing and desperately trying to...
Is foam coming out of his mouth?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Between his clenched teeth.
Well, they're gonna do it.
I'm not a doctor, but that seems bad.
Someone with an amateur interest in pathology, that's no bueno.
The Way and Nod pull themselves away from the window, putting themselves out, so they're no longer in the line of sight for now. But that's their whole turn, putting themselves out.
Get to cover.
Sprocket.
I'm getting to cover.
So you shuffle along.
Arsehole.
You realize that you've been standing there in the blown open side of the research building.
She kind of like takes a second, like about to fire, but she just kind of like looks down for a second. She's like, oh, and like darts to the only window that's not manned yet.
Yeah. So you're quite split from Spitfire, which may become important later.
Yes, and I am going to aim at grenade launcher. Take a taste of your own medicine, bitch.
You've got to reload.
No, not yet.
No, this is my third.
It's only 2 shots and a grenade launcher.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Fuck. I'm going to run to cover. Drop the grenade launcher, get my AR.
Yep.
Shooty shoot.
30 meters, single shot, fire.
Point of luck. That's a 24 to hit.
That hits.
I should hope so.
14.
His armor is starting to fragment as he comes under fire.
That's a it was a lady.
As she comes under fire.
Women can be scummy servants of corporations too.
Women can die too. Did you know?
They're a federal agency.
I'm just going full...
Partly funded by a corporate.
I'm fully going libertarian here. Government is just business that gets in the way of other businesses. You can edit that out. I don't want the words "I'm going libertarian" ever to be on the internet.
I want you to be 30 minutes of that on repeat.
I want you to copy it 5 times.
Our mortally wounded Netwatch commando is alive.
Oh, piece of shit.
Just about.
Die.
Brings his rocket launcher up.
God damn it.
He's at -4s. 15. I think it's a miss at that range. It is just...
A miss at that range.
It is exactly on. So instead of streaking into the building where you are, it streaks into the second floor below you and shakes the building.
Oh.
Whacks. You feel that another shudder go through the building. The Netwatch commando with her grenade launcher, she starts loading in more grenades, and the two AR-equipped support team members are going to fire at our two player characters, Sprocket and Spitfire. Both of those hit. Sprocket first. 16 versus your 25 points of cover. 25. Totally eliminating the cover that you are behind.
Gulp.
Spitfire. A very effective shot. That's it. Initiative.
17.
2.
12.
Wax.
Right. I have a Hellhound to deal with.
Okay, so who's on your tail first?
Hellhound and 3 Ravens.
Hellhound goes first with an attack of 6. 13.
Defender wins.
Wow, nice.
Huh.
The Ravens...
I rolled a 9 for that.
First one is minus...
Great.
6.
I rolled a 6. Does it beat a 7?
21.
Yes, it does.
The right-hand wing jumps in front of the Raven's lance. The last one, minus 1.
Defender wins.
A bunch of crit failures altogether. So, yeah, not too bad that round. You got Ravens and Hellhounds on your butt. What do you do?
Great. I am going to slide away from the Hellhound.
Down?
Yes.
Yes, down to floor 6. 3.
Great. I rolled 13.
You go right past it.
5 Lich Kings.
Worse.
Oh, fuck it, Jesus. A rabid.
Here is a rabid. But you notice... when its form takes shape. Yes, you recognize it. Yes, it's Bartmos, but it does not have the intelligence of the rabbit that you carried around with your deck. There's a madness to it, and also a flickering disintegration to them, where they sort of barely keeping themselves together, start to sort of come apart and put themselves back together. Perhaps some sort of experiment that Daedalus had done on them. But you still have to make a speed check.
I mean, it sounds like they're... rabbit.
Hey! 12.
Like
13!
Yes.
Defender wins!
Hey!
Nice!
Let's go!
I rolled another 9. I have a few options here. I think my best option is I just ignore the fucking ravens. Wings will hopefully deal with that. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to use my sword on the Bartmos rabbit, and then I will follow that up with a banhammer on the Bartmos rabbit.
Okay.
Let's kill it.
I wish I'd brought my black eyes.
They're very aggressive, these rabbits, but they're not very good defenders.
Good.
That's good.
Minus 2.
Great. I do 13 points of damage.
The Bartmos simulacrum hisses at you as you slice into its form. Not dead yet.
All right. Well, banhammer. I don't think my
19.
Ban. No. Phil.
Sorry.
That's my turn.
Could you not?
You're getting there, getting down there.
I'm digging my way down.
digging my way downtown. Wow. Rocket launcher lad.
Rocket man.
Coughs a gout of blood. They really thought they could hold on a little bit longer, totally unaware that the biotoxin was destroying all their organs. They are dead.
Winner!
May I be the first to say, fucking gross.
Here comes another grenade.
Where?
At one of you two.
They wouldn't go for me?
Well, you out of cover, aren't you?
You fucking blew
it. Yeah, it's definitely you then.
Yeah, him.
Yeah. Like, they definitely Spitfire.
Bring it! It's 14.
Oh.
Yeah, it actually bounces off the wall, lands in the garden, and digs a crater out of the ornamental path.
Woo! You're pretty shit, aren't you?
Here comes an assault rifle bullet.
Oh.
Hit 16 damage. 6 gets through, and ablates your armor by 1 as well. There's another shot coming towards you.
I'm going to evade.
19.
So that evasion was 19.
Defender wins.
The first bullet slams through your armor, Jack, and the survival instincts kick in, and you make it to cover. One half of the breach team, with a shield at the front, arrives at the top of the east stairwell. and the other half arrives at the top of the west stairwell.
God, damn it.
You have been listening to Feed the Beast, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. Cyberpunk Red and all associated properties are trademark of R. Talsorian Games. Used with permission.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.